Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. And joining me on the line is an Upper Huntershire Council candidate, and that is Taya Cloud. Hello, Taya.
Hi.
Well, so firstly, Taya, I just want to know, why are you standing for local government?
Well, it was a pretty big decision, but I decided that many in this shire feel that they're not really very well represented by people in council. I'm the youngest candidate running, which means there's a lot of people a lot younger than me who are not necessarily involved in how things are going in the shire, but we are going to be putting the burden of the bill, like all the debts and stuff, for a long time into the future as younger people in the shire. So I feel that I feel that it was a good thing to run.
And now, do you think that your age could be a limitation to what you are facing in this election?
I do feel it could be a limitation in a way in terms of getting people to vote for me, but I also feel like my age combined with being a woman, like it might be an issue for some people to vote for me, but at the same time, I also see that as an opportunity for the Shire because they need, you know, some fresh thoughts on things and a bit more representation of younger women off the land. But I don't just represent people on the land either. I, you know, work in the community, so I would like to represent everybody.
On top of that as well, what are some of the main policies or issues that you're hoping to address if you were elected?
Well, obviously, the big one, our, you know, lack of maintenance on rural roads is a big thing. I feel that impact every day, obviously, driving on a country road. And I know that there's a lot of anger out there about how some of the roads are not maintained enough. So obviously I'd like to try to get a bit more maintenance done on roads, but I know that that's something you can't really fix overnight. I also think that we need to make sure we maintain funding for Wi-Fi, printers, computers, that sort of stuff at libraries, because, you know, they can be very handy and they're a central location for everybody to use. I also think we need greater mobile reception across this shire because there's a lot of areas with poor to no reception. And on top of the fact that landlines are expensive or impossible to get fixed, mobile reception would be something that would be pretty handy. I also think that one of the biggest issues is the lack of transparency and accountability in council at the moment. Like, there's been some big projects done, and some of them have been done well, some of them haven't been done well, and just not that much information. There's a lot of talk about everything, but we're not really sure where money goes, or, you know, I feel like a lot of people feel like a lot of money spent, but on big projects that don't benefit everybody. Like, maybe the benefit's going, but not Merrill, or vice versa.
And I guess just finally as well, I mean, we touched on it a bit before, but what other limitations, but also on top of that, opportunities could you bring to the council?
Other limitations? Oh, I haven't done a whole lot of public speaking, so maybe that will be a slight limitation for me. And other opportunities? Well, I'm very familiar with the area and familiar with people. I like learning new things, so I think I'd grow to like council type stuff. I'm like fairly involved in a lot of things, and I'm fairly approachable, so I think that would be a good opportunity for people to approach me with what they think needs doing and what could be better and run across the shire.
Well, Taya Cloud, a candidate for the Upper Hunter Shire, thank you for your time with me.
Thank you.